I didn't actually love you, but you were the first person to make me come, and your body odor, like not your deodorant or your cologne, smelled like cinnamon and sandalwood. It was just how you smelled all the time. You had perfect hair, like, not in a mean way, it was just like soft like feathers and spiky. And you would ask me to draw on your back. You talk like that all the time. Like you would say things like, I must admit I am ignorant as to the source of that particular meme. Or, I did not mean to make you melancholy. Like all the time. Even when you were like drunk and you would call me. You would sit there and call me and talk like that. Like you were written by like Anne Rice or something. It was amazing. And it didn't hurt that you had a voice like a chocolate croissant either. You brought me random flowers that you found when you were walking over to see me. And when my cat had kittens, you sat on the floor next to the mama cat and just, like, put your hand on her belly and sat there with this blissed out expression on your face for, like, hours. I didn't know you, but I had a crush on you, and we went to this convention, and we both were at the same room party, and we silently, without talking because we were too awkward, ate an entire box of Oreos, just the two of us. You took me to see Dorian Gray, and we got lost in the city. And we were walking around, and I told you if I died first, I wanted you to eat me. Your eyes would always light up whenever you saw something beautiful, like, you almost never really talked, but you would just, like, get this expression, like, you were seeing another world. Sometimes you would just come into my house and crawl into my bed and just, like, sit on my chest. And, like, I guess my mom was letting you in. Maybe she wasn't. Maybe the door was just open. And you would just, like, sit there and be like, wake up! We're gonna go do something. You'd usually make fun of my pajamas. And then we'd go to, like, a place that had strawberry pancakes. Or to buy manga. Or to see a movie or something. And I'd sneak in, like, pint of Ben and Jerry's, and we'd share it, and you'd act like it was the craziest thing anyone had ever done. We watched every single Nightmare on Elm Street movie together. You came to see me the day I was in the fashion show. You almost flipped your car trying to get there on time. And I waited and waited, and I didn't think you would come, and then you were sitting in the audience. And I was supposed to throw candy, and I threw one, and you caught it. Like, you didn't hesitate or anything, you just grabbed it out of the air. You never took my shit. You never were afraid. You lived really far away, and I didn't have the money to come see you. And I'd been saving up, and then I misplaced, like, $500. I found it later. And there was somebody else that liked me, and I was afraid that I'd come see you, and you'd be like, that's what you're really like? So it seemed easier to forget about it. I still check your FetLife kind of obsessively, and I maybe emailed you when I was drunk one time. You let me think we were dating for, like, 4 months, and then it turned out we weren't dating, and then I was like, well, we still have this really amazing connection and we should just, keep being friends. And then he like friend dumped me because even though we weren't dating, none of the people I wanted to date or who wanted to date me were good enough for me. And you wanted me to date someone from our friends group, but because you were such a tease, everyone in our friends group was already in love with you. And then I started dating someone, and you never wanted to talk to me again. We were in an open relationship, and you still found a way to cheat on me. You made me feel like I was your mom instead of your girlfriend. You would make me keep track of all kinds of things, tell you how to vote, do your laundry, keep schedules and bills, and generally try to make everything easy enough for you to do it. I just figured out that you were never going to stop making fun of me, of the parts of myself that I liked that I was just realizing were super important to me, and I just discovered that made me feel more whole. And that I was never gonna become who I was meant to be if I stayed with you, and you didn't want me to be that person.